Chris Sanders and Nancy Ritchie join me right now in our studios at KRWG 90.7. This Saturday at 3 o'clock, there's a big centennial concert that, Nancy, you've been the central figure behind, I think, featuring New Mexico composers and featuring three New Mexico choruses. So tell us about this concert.
Well, this idea came about in 2010 and actually began with the Albuquerque Civic Chorus. They came up with the idea 2 years ago that it would be wonderful to celebrate New Mexico's centennial through choral music and to highlight many of the often unknown people who have composed fabulous music. So they got the ball rolling and they put in for a grant and received an official grant and official permission to do this program in northern, central, and southern New Mexico. They invited us to participate and to help set up a concert down here for it, and I just thought it was a wonderful idea.
So tell us more about the three choruses that are going to be involved and the music.
Well, the way that I thought we would do this is I knew that they were coming with a portion of the program being New Mexico composers. And as I got thinking about my portion for the Mesilla Valley Chorale, I started thinking about some of the local composers that certainly deserve to be highlighted. And I'm sure there are many, many, and I'm not leaving out anybody that you're not. But I have two here that I'm really highlighting because I know them and their work so well. So I'm going to be doing we're going to be doing a song written by Bob Diven that was a part of Happy Birthday Charles Darwin. It's called I Belong, and he's such a creative person and really lends himself to the arts. And I also learned a lot about a gentleman named Nacio Herb Brown. And this was new to me. I hadn't heard his name before. But what I've learned in the research is that he was born in Deming back in 1896. And by the early part of the 20th century, was contracted by MGM to write movie musicals. He spent some time on Broadway writing musicals. Even as TV came in, he wrote for Hopalong Cassidy. But he did so many well-known movie musicals. The one that we'll be highlighting is Singin' in the Rain. And so there is much talent there. And my friend Chris Sanders has done such amazing work here in Las Cruces over the years, and the music that she's written in so many different genres. And she even worked on the accompaniment and choral version of Bob Diven's song, I Belong. And Chris wrote a special song for us, for the Mesilla Valley Chorale, that we will be performing. So I think it's just a wonderful opportunity to have Las Cruces be a part of the New Mexico Centennial celebration and do something mid-year like this that is something very different through choral music and through the history of our state through choral music.
Chris Sanders is also here with me. Nancy Ritchie has been talking about the Mesilla Valley Chorale and the other we'll get to what the other choirs are involved in the concert. Chris, tell us a little bit about the composing project process for this song that you wrote for the Mesilla Valley Chorale.
Well, I was out taking a walk in on the edge of town by the pecan orchards, and Nancy called me on my cell phone and told me about this idea, and I thought, this is just great, and gee, I wish I had something choral that would work. So I thought, well, why not write an anniversary song for the chorale, because they're celebrating their 40th anniversary in Las Cruces. And from the living room of Phil and Val to the stage of the Rio Grande Theater and across the world, stages, you know, they've been to France. They've brought the French choir back here. Mesilla Valley Chorale just represents our community so beautifully, intergenerational. Wonderful musicians have been involved over the years. And so I find for me the creative process, once I've committed to something and said, what on earth did I say I would do that? Because I don't know what the heck I'm going to do. We got together and I interviewed a bunch of the members and charter members of the chorale, and full of stories, all kinds of great stories and history from the group. The works they've performed, people who were instrumental in the group, like Dulcie Boykin, who was accompanist for years and years, a wonderful musician and really a leadership person in that group. And so I wrote, took copious notes, and then headed off on tour with Steve and Ann and the Hard Road Trio out to the East Coast. And so when I'd get a chance, I'd say, can somebody find a piano for me? And we went to the basement of Steve's mom's church, a beautiful piano in along the coast in Virginia at his cousin's house. And then I just kind of let the ideas out onto the piano to see if I could find some themes, and had my interview, started writing some verses, and finally stumbled on, I'll wake up in the morning and I'll have an idea. And this time it was the Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal, which is a beautiful Southern hymn tune that really has that sense that we share our music with those who have gone before us and those who wait for us. And that seemed to me to represent what the chorale was about. So as we traveled, the cauldron boiled, and probably a week or two after I should have had it done, I got it to Nancy, and it is what it is today, you know. And it was really the excitement of putting something together and then taking it before a group and presenting it and hearing something come to life. It's one of the greatest joys of being a writer. And right off the bat, they really sang with such heart and commitment and maturity, and they're just doing a beautiful job.
What's the song called?
Eternal Harps.
Okay, there it is.
And I have to say that she was so sensitive to our history and the people that were involved, and she had pages of notes how she came down with this, you know, to be able to narrow it down. But what I love is that it made all of us, whether they'd only been in it a year or whether people had been in it for the 40 years, and we still have some who are, feel a part of something grander than just the last concert or who the group is today. And we mentioned the people that helped start it, and Phil Hosford is still alive and was a part of this program, as were several other of the original members. So that made it really touching.
And Chris, did when you finally heard the song being sung by the choir, did it sound how you'd heard it in your ears, or were there things you wanted to change?
Absolutely. What's interesting is it's like when we did the We Are Enron musical, Justin and I and Bradford, we workshopped that two times before it ever even hit the stage for the final production. What came to me listening was not so much the singers who were just really doing such a marvelous job, but I thought, Pam Reinhardt said to me, Chris, I think the piano needs to be more harp-like. And so I've learned that when you have great musicians in your presence, you listen. So I went back and put a few more little ruffles and flourishes in the piano part and also lifted the piano part a little bit higher above the voices in places so it would sparkle. So that's how it transformed after I got a chance to hear it in performance.
And we love it.
So the Mesilla Valley Chorale, celebrating its 40th anniversary, can you give us a one-minute history, Nancy Ritchie, about this musical group that's been around for four decades?
No, it was a group of people that got together in a living room, many of them from St. Paul's Methodist Church, that said, let's do a group that you can do more music than just sacred music. And the love of it just, you know, it grew and grew. I came along 9 years ago. I just finished my ninth season. And we were always a group that presented concerts in May and December at local churches and, you know, in the community. And then the Rio Grande Theater came along. And we decided to do our 35th anniversary concert at the Rio Grande, and it literally changed our lives. It was awesome.
How so?
It gave us different visibility. More people, wanted to join the chorale. It's a lovely venue. It has this warmth and this beautiful history to it, and we just fell in love with it. It's been our performing home since then, and in fact, this is going to be a fundraiser for it, because we want this theater to be around for a long time, and really appreciate the people that support the arts through coming to our concert and benefiting the Rio Grande. But this group has just simply grown, only you know what? It's still based on the same premise that we sing for the absolute joy of singing. It is so beautiful. It's just such a wonderful experience to sing together and share it with an audience.
And how many people are in the group?
We have a little over 50 at this point.
50. That's mm-hmm. a good-sized chorus there.
It's a wonderful group.
And you're the conductor.
I am.
I'm talking with Nancy Ritchie and Chris Sanders. The concert is this Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Rio Grande Theater. It's a centennial concert. We just have a couple of minutes left. Let's talk quickly about the other choruses that are going to be involved.
The other chorus that's involved is directed by a dear friend, Ruth Ann Hanlon. She was the assistant director of the Mesilla Valley Chorale for several years. But she always had a dream. She always was horrified by the things that went on in the world with bullying and discrimination. And she found an opportunity a year ago with some folks to begin a group that would focus on the healing, the understanding, the oneness of it all, and has done a beautiful job with singing out with all of the diverse voices and people in her group. It's based from the gay and lesbian community and all of the other people who are allies, and there are many of them that support what they're trying to do. Their music is very touching and very real. I'm very proud of them, and I think that that also shows a diversity in New Mexico and has a wonderful fit into our centennial celebration.
So that's Singing Out and the Mesilla Valley Chorale, and then the chorus you mentioned at the beginning, the Albuquerque Civic Choir.
Correct.
And their director is?
Their director is Vera Ellen Kleinhintz, and she has actually done the arrangements for a couple of the songs that we'll be singing. They're a talented group, and we're looking forward to meeting them and having them down here.
We're in the centennial year of New Mexico, and that's the purpose of this concert. A lot of New Mexico composers. It sounds like we don't have the full list here, but you mentioned Nacio Herb Brown and our local Chris Sanders and Bob Diven, and I see a couple of others.
There's a song that was commissioned by Jane Ellen that Albuquerque will be doing.
A few new pieces.
Yes.
Many thanks to Nancy Ritchie and Chris Sanders for coming in and chatting about the Centennial Concert. It's this Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Rio Grande Theater with three choirs from New Mexico and many New Mexico composers. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Leora.
Sounds like a wonderful concert.